ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country, a lot of heat waves set, 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News. Family and friends of late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are now saying they are having trouble finding a funeral home. His spokeswoman in an online post saying one place told them they are being barred from working with the Navalny family. Navalny died in prison a week and a half ago. A big deal. Blocked.
Not so fast for the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC suing to stop the nearly $25 billion deal, arguing in court documents it would stifle competition and cause grocery prices to spike for millions of Americans. Xavier University marketing professor Scott Beck says just the prospect of such a deal spurs interest.
One thing that is really clear, Albertsons is for sale. So if not Kroger, then whom?
If approved, a combined store chain would span 48 states with 700,000 workers. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And if you've been paying for Netflix through Apple's iTunes, you may be cut off soon. Netflix now forcing anyone still using Apple to pay to switch over and pay Netflix directly. Shiri Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, will you or your loved one need get the help that they need? You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked 5th in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, you know, was left for dead 2 weeks ago, and now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying, and is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Counsell. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers and it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today with clouds and a chance of light rain after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with temperatures dropping fairly quickly by late this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, light snow, 17. Tomorrow, little light snow early, then sunshine, colder, high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Tuesday on the Devil's Advocates, the Michigan primary is on. Dom and Crute hanging out in Michigan. Tune in 4 to 6.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
Do it live.
Do it.
49 degrees this morning. Welcome back to the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And I think the AM, can you hear that now?
Yeah, sure.
Did they turn up the power already? You think daylight?
They've cranked it up.
We're in critical hours right now.
Okay.
I think 250 watts we're running at right now.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. And you can always get a hold of us through... the Civic Media app.
That's right.
You can call us or text us, and you can also do that on social media.
Yes. And our phone number is 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us.
Be honest, I'm really not even quite sure how people get their media now.
What do you mean?
You know, let's ask our Gen Zer, Sam, in the studio. Yeah. What do you think? How do people listen to this kind of radio show?
Yeah, most of them.
Do they at all?
Well, if I'm listening to WMDX, usually I listen over the radio. I have a radio in my kitchen. I usually use.
Okay. There you go.
All right. So that's probably the way that people are still doing it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, my mom doesn't listen to the program as much as I'd like her to, but she lives up in Wausau, so she listens over the app whenever she does or the website.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, again, today 70 degrees is the high, and then it's going to drop by more than 50 degrees overnight. It's going to get down to about 17 tomorrow morning. A huge cold front, a massive cold front. It's going to usher in all this cold air. All across the Midwest, everybody's going to be running around with their hair on fire, slipping and sliding. There's going to be a little snow, ice. It's going to be chaos tomorrow morning. But we're offering you some relief.
The ground will swell. Huge crevices will open up.
Earthquakes, mudslides, fire. You can just forget about all your troubles and stop by the Short Stack Eatery this time tomorrow morning. We'll be there from 6 to 8 a.m. with a short stack of pancakes and coffee and conversation. Join us for our very first live remote, John and Gordy, at the Short Stack Factory or Eatery. I can't read my own writing. It's right down the street here. It's really
so that's what everybody should do after the panic.
Come on, listen, it's not going to be that. You know, the weather people always amp it up. So you know,
you think so?
It's going to be cold, but that's about it. Short Stack Eatery. We'll be there from 6 to 8 a.m. You can have a hot cup of coffee and enjoy some pancakes and say hi. Yeah.
Now on the less entertaining side. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to bring everybody down. Oh, and every once in a while, we like to talk about Christian nationalism, rather. Oh, and yeah. And we're going to talk about it again because it's just not going away, and it's getting worse, and there are little bits and pieces all over where we're injecting Christian nationalism in our schools.
This is a shiny new object for the shows. Republican Party. You've got nothing else to go with, so now it's Christian nationalism.
Yep. In vitro fertilization providers in Alabama, they paused their treatments. Many of the clinics are. They're sending patients scrambling to make other plans if the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are legally considered
children. So how does Christian nationalism tie into this?
Here's the thing, I mean, that you can't run a country based on the Bible. You can't do that. It doesn't work, and we're finding it out from an interpretation that says frozen embryos are children now. It doesn't work. This stretches... doesn't work.
Donald Trump came out and said, if this takes away in vitro fertilization, he doesn't want to go that way.
He doesn't want to go that way now because it'll hurt his election.
Yes.
That's the only reason he's saying that.
Exactly.
One woman who's, interested in vitro fertilization, she said, I freaked out. I started crying. I felt in an extreme limbo state. That's what happened to so many other families. This one doctor at Alabama Fertility, I think he summed it up well with this.
Okay.
The moments that our patients are wanting to have by growing their families, Christmas mornings with grandparents, kindergarten, going in the first day of school with little backpacks, all that stuff, is what this is about. Those are the real moments that this ruling could deprive patients of. And that's really it, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The dean of Temple University's Beasley School of Law in Philadelphia sees the ruling as emblematic of the long march toward fetal personhood. And that's really what this is all about. You can't possibly think a frozen embryo as a person.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Here's what the Chief Justice said. Okay. His name is Tom Parker. Sounds kind of Christian nationalist, doesn't it?
Well,
Parker. Okay. This is the Chief Justice. This is how he's thinking. Human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of the Holy God.
Okay.
And then he invoked the book of Genesis and the prophet Jeremiah and quoted at length from the writings of the 16th and 17th century theologians. How wonderful, huh? That's all part of our laws now.
Sure, dusting off the books here. Yeah.
When judges, this is him again, when judges don't rule in the fear of the Lord, everything falls apart. The whole world is coming unglued. No, because of you. Now, you can't, obviously this is not working. We can't live like this. It's repressive. But again, this is the Chief Justice quoting from the Bible, and now it is entered into his law decision in regards to frozen embryos being considered children. It is unbelievable, and I don't think anybody else can wrap their heads around this. We're all trying to understand.
Is the Alabama Supreme Court, are they aware of the separation of church and state? Isn't that a thing in the Constitution? I believe so.
Well, they say that, and then they also say that their religion informs what they do in life and the laws that they write. Mm-hmm. So that's your little in by denying it and then kind of going in through the back door.
Yeah.
Right?
That's all right.
Alabama just put to death a prisoner with nitrogen, from what I remember. So that doesn't conform to Justice Parker's religion, where he once wrote, all human beings, even the ones on death row, have the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory.
Well, it's one of the Ten Commandments, I believe. Thou shalt not kill. I think that's still in there. That hasn't been amended.
I think so. I think it's still there. Yeah. Since the megas don't really follow this stuff, they're really not going to know much about this and what's happening and the details of it. And they're also going to believe the lie that Lindsey Graham said recently, Company 344. Check that out.
All right. Haven't heard from Lindsey for a while.
No.
Yeah. It's been kind of laying low.
The last thing we'll do is shut down a fertility clinic to have a child that you desperately want. And the last thing we'll ever do is try to outlaw birth control. So when Hillary Clinton talks about that, that tells me they've run out of things to say about their own agenda. It's BS, and it's not going to work.
No, it is. It is going to work.
Oh, was that Lindsey from a while back?
That's still Lindsey today.
Okay.
We never know exactly, you know, where he's going to be on a position. All right. So here's the thing. It's surreal that this is happening in 2024, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, under Roe, every part of the system worked. The medical community worked with expectant mothers.
Right.
They reined in the possible abuses and were guided by existing laws when it comes to prenatal care. It worked. Everything worked. Christian nationalist judges and justices, not doctors, are now legislating medical treatments based on their strict biblical beliefs, written thousands of years ago. And, you know, the Bible was written well after any of the events that they are writing about happened. So you have to think century after century after century, things, the stories, everything changes. Social norms change. Mm-hmm. And so back then, these were their social norms. Are we supposed to bring back those social norms? No, no, we don't have to bring those back. They're in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you're exactly right. I mean, back then, the religious leaders were the leaders.
Yes.
You know, there weren't governments. There were kings and queens and different systems. And so that was all they had.
Exactly.
They had the Ten Commandments, the Bible, or whatever religious documents that had been passed down to them before governments even began to be formed.
And it's well known that the Bible, they first started writing the Bible verses at least a century after everything had happened.
Mm.
So that's a long time of verbal communications.
That's right. Yeah, telling stories before they wrote things down, and then a lot of the scriptures weren't found and still are lost to history.
So they're trying to save the human life. Okay, this is what it's all about, because human beings are in the image of God. All right, so we know that this is the stance now. This is what the Christian nationalists want us to believe. So, on the opposite end of all of that, where they are espousing saving every life, we have Republicans who are saying that we need to have public executions. So we're going to get to that in the next break.
Okay.
Because this is really...
public executions.
This will blow your mind.
Okay.
And we're talking about Charlie Kirk here.
Oh, boy. Well, we got a couple of minutes. We got a minute here.
We do?
Yeah,
That's not enough time.
All
the cut itself is about a minute and a half.
Well, then let's hold on to that.
We're going to have to hold on to
it. We'll hold on to that thought.
All right.
But I can remind everybody of one thing, John.
Yeah.
That tonight there is basketball on Civic Media Network.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. Kind of a hard switch here. Yeah, pushing in the clutch. Forgot to do that. Mm-hmm. Shifting gears here. But Wisconsin at Indiana tonight. 5 o'clock broadcast. You can listen on WFHR. You can listen on a number at WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK. And you can just go to the Civic Media app. Catch basketball tonight, Wisconsin at Indiana. 5 o'clock is the broadcast time. Okay?
All right. Well, you know, I've jotted that down. I've been, writing everything down that you've been saying about sports here on the show.
Good deal.
Because I follow every moment of it.
I appreciate your doing that.
I thought you were going to say, I appreciate your condescension. Thanks.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Living in a Christian nationalist America.
I don't think those are the right words that James
quite
Brown song.
Fit in there, does it?
No, didn't make it. Didn't make the cut.
All right, Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We're talking about, you know, everybody's image is that image of God. And we must preserve every life, even frozen embryos that are now considered children. So on the opposite end of that, the megas can have it both ways. And
well,
they want to televise executions?
That's what you were talking
about. Charlie Kirk, he's the head of Turning Point USA. This guy, this is one of the dumbos that made it big on the right. He's a big influencer. He earnestly proposes extending death penalties to more crimes, televising executions, and forcing kids to watch. That's right. Forcing kids to watch.
This doesn't seem like it's a great idea.
Oh, of course. To me. The big plus for him is that he'll enjoy that as well. Let's play this this trade. This is a little bit long, but it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. He has three other people on his Thought Crime podcast, and they all, you think at least one would like have some opposition to this, right?
Yes.
But all these dunderheads not only agree with Charlie Kirk, but they have suggestions and they seek out, death on the internet. So let's check this out. This is cut 360.
As far as other death penalties, I think what some of those guys did to Donald Trump to use the instruments of government to destroy the constitutional order, that should be under consideration. Okay.
And it was by firearm.
Yeah, that's how you should. By the way, this is my other problem with death penalty. It takes too long, too many appeals.
Expensive.
It should be public. It should be quick. It should be televised.
Well, this can't be right, can it? The last execution in France was guillotine in 1977.
100% true. They used the guillotine.
Until 77?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
There's videotape of it.
Honestly, that's like what we should be doing. And I agree. It should be public.
And
it should be public square.
By the way, you could
force
fund the government
to watch it.
You could have brought to you by Coca-Cola. And no, I'm not kidding. By the way, I would totally tune in to see some pedo get their head chopped off.
Oh, you would.
Wow. Convicted by a jury
by
or peers.
That's going to get
killed. No, I'm talking about a real thing.
All executions in Belarus are by firearm. That's not a choice or anything.
Andrew's saying don't make kids watch it. And I think,
at a certain age, it's an initiation.
16, if you can drive, you can watch it.
No, but hold on.
Not even 16.
If all of a sudden you look at some of these savages, like in Indiana, there was this guy that went in and killed a pregnant woman and her three kids.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to watch that execution. That'll make my day better. I want to see him on a public block and get him be publicly executed. And I think that would be justice. You think children should have, you should see it? What is the age? At what age should you start to see public executions?
16.
I think you could do it earlier. I think you maybe at age 12,
whenever,
like sixth grade or so.
Beautiful.
You are a person, you know, they're old enough to... You don't need to like really wallow in it and have them be broken on a wheel or anything. But if it was something like chopping, you know, if we had a guillotine or something.
Yeah.
I think it's the age where they can't be, you know, it's I think there's too early and you become desensitized to maybe like this. I think it's when you can actually embrace.
But it should also be taken in a holy way.
The meaning.
No, I don't mean holy in a bad way. I mean that like this is heavy.
Like,
bluntly, we have kids who are 14. Who are committing carjackings
100%.
In cities and doing
yes.
bad stuff. And I think
chop
their if you sent the message to them, if you do a bad crime, you will die, and it will be like this, and that will be you.
That is just sweet, isn't it?
Wow.
That's the the Gen Zers right there.
That's just where they're going. And sad.
That is incredible, isn't it?
It
just got worse and worse and worse, and not one of them objected. And,
they're trying to top each other.
They want kids to watch us, 14-year-olds.
Really?
The thing here is that they're protecting the children from books in schools, in libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they want them to watch the bloody death of somebody getting executed.
You know, I wonder if any of those guys have kids. I mean, really? And families.
Well, they don't look like they could have kids. they're too young for that. And, the way they talk, obviously, they don't have kids. It just goes in the opposite direction of all human beings have the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. So I guess you can on the mega side, you can have it both ways. No matter what you want, that's the way it is. All right. We got somebody who texted us, right, Gordy?
That's right. These Christian nationalists, we're back to the talking about the embryos here. These Christian nationalists don't really believe that embryos are children. Here's how you can tell. Ask them if they came upon a building that was on fire and there was a room with two crying babies and a box of 5,000 frozen embryos, and they could only take the babies or the embryos. They'd choose the babies every time.
That's right. Okay. That's the bottom line, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably true.
And not all those fertilized embryos basically will be people.
No.
And now they're trying to figure out what to do with the extra embryos, once one is successful, what happens? And that's why they're holding everything up. Then no one knows where to go with this because it doesn't make any sense if you try to rule upon whatever a theologian decides is right or wrong based on the Bible. You can't do anything in real life.
Mm-hmm.
These are all fantasies, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. It's 7:27. Hey, we've got a couple of minutes here. Let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, it is just, I guess we shouldn't be shocked anymore with these guys. I mean, when they try to invoke the founders, but they forget, the founders, like, Jefferson, really opposed, the religious religiosity in government. I mean, Jefferson, in fact, actually took the Bible and just reduced it, the New Testament down to the moral teachings of Jesus. You cut out all the miracles and at that, and made a comment about it didn't trouble him that if a man worships 20 gods, one or none. I think he made the comment, it doesn't pick his pocket nor break his leg. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, or one of the fathers, who actually opposed governmental funding of religion at all. That unless you remember that 100, I think in 100 some plus about 120, 30 years prior to our colony, our independence from Great Britain, there was the 30 Years' War over in Europe where the Protestants and the Catholics were happily slaughtering one another by the millions. That over tiny technical differences in their interpretation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The Puritans were happily, in this continent, the Puritans were happily slaughtering people that they thought they didn't agree with. I mean, they were hanging Quakers for goodness sake. I mean, is that what they want to go back to? Who's going to interpret the Bible now? I mean, you're going to have an official committee of men like Charlie Kirk deciding that, well, we're going to use the Lutheran Bible, or we're going to use the Catholic Bible, or we'll use the Assemblies of God Bible, or the
Chief Justice Tom Parker's version of it
from Alabama.
Right? Yeah,
it's something else, guys.
It is. What about cruel and unusual punishment?
Yes,
that's in our Constitution, by the way.
Mark, thank you for your call. We've got news, weather, sports, and coming up, Republican dissenters sinking a GOP flat tax.
John Gordy Show. listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Farm organizations in the state and producers themselves sounding the alarm, working to protect themselves from ordinances being developed in other states. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. The Protect Our Farms Act is being advanced at the state capitol now, supported by farm organizations like the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and producers alike. It would stop local governments from implementing stricter rules than the state imposes on animal welfare. Jason Mungnaini is the Executive Director of Government Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation.
So one of the things that we really want to make sure that we do here in the state of Wisconsin is that if we're going to have a conversation about animal standards, we should have that at the state level. Consistency is the name of the game so that Wisconsin can have that competitive advantage. Those types of ordinances are really the things that are standing in the way in a lot of circumstances, from the growth of an operation, the solvency of an operation, and really are not there to actually improve anything for livestock.
Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He points to California's Prop 12 as the major motivation behind Wisconsin's Protect Our Farms legislation. California's Prop 12 requires other states to comply with more stringent farming regulations to sell meat and eggs into that state.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is really special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And the weather we're expecting in Wisconsin may be beautiful, but that doesn't mean that we have to start burning things. The Wisconsin DNR responded to 15 wildfires just over the weekend that burned nearly 30 acres. They've suspended annual burn permits in 25 counties where they've got protection responsibility. So far this year, the DNR has responded to over 50 fires burning 160 acres. The 10-year average is 3 wildfires burning 2. That's a look at food news for a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Mostly sunny today with clouds and a chance of light rain after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with temperatures dropping fairly quickly by late this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, light snow, 17. Tomorrow, little light snow early, then sunshine, colder, high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach... an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The birds are chirping, the sun is coming up, and the coffee's brewing. It's another beautiful morning in Madison, Wisconsin. What could make this day any more perfect? How about the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. It's beautiful out there. It's going to be a fantastic day, unbelievable day, and then it's just going to, you know, collapse. Everything is just going to go south.
It's going to get up to 70 degrees today.
I know.
And then tonight, this huge, massive cold front that's going to just go right through the middle section of the country. It's going to change everything. Going to drop 50 degrees tonight.
Our roads are going to crumble.
50 degrees. Things are going to be crazy tomorrow.
Foundations will crack.
The Earth's crust is going to just disassemble
itself. That's right,
itself.
The Earth's crust. Yeah. How will it be able to maintain
the tidal waves?
This is just, I don't see much good.
Oh, the humanity of it all.
I hope they're wrong.
Of course.
Are we almost done with the weather roulette wheel at all?
Yeah, did we get
the weather
fixed?
Roulette wheel is complete. Yes.
That was fantastic.
Oh. You know, we'll see what the current temperature is.
Well, okay.
Okay,
right.
You ready?
Let me get it set up.
I thought you
here.
Said it was ready.
No,
there
it's
we
ready.
Go.
It's ready. Okay. Just got to reach over.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Get the ball in there. Around and round it goes. Let's see what the current temperature is. And.
Wait, hold on.
Oh.
There you go. 48 degrees.
Boy.
Fantastic.
Here it is. February
27th. And that really does work, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, of course,
amazingly
no one's
accurate.
Been able to test it.
I'm so glad we have it back. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's get to that flat tax deal.
I'm
bringing this up. This is from Kansas. I got to bring this up because the Republicans really wanted a flat tax.
Yeah.
And Governor Evers says, there is no chance we're going to a flat tax.
Okay.
None whatsoever. Mm. There is never a good reason for a flat tax. It doesn't make sense. It
really?
Gets rid of the progressive tax system that we have.
Yeah.
Because those people who have succeeded in life are making all the money.
Yes.
And they need to pay forward. They need to help raise the boats of everybody else. That's why we have a progressive tax cap. Okay.
Right.
That's it.
That's the way it is.
So
that's the way it should be.
Flat tax, a really bad idea. And guess
flat
what?
Tax.
The Republicans,
yeah,
who wanted the flat tax in Kansas,
yeah,
voted down.
They changed their minds.
The flat tax in Kansas. That's right.
They pushed it for a long time.
It was not something they wanted. A Republican plan to cut taxes in Kansas died in the GOP-controlled legislature when enough members concluded, that it would favor wealthy taxpayers too much.
Mm.
And upheld the Democratic governor's veto. There you go.
So they saw the light.
They saw the light. Yeah. They did not see the light here in Wisconsin.
Mm.
Now, isn't that funny how some Republicans can see, well, it does benefit the wealthy, and that doesn't look good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Wisconsin, they're unashamed. Absolutely unashamed. It is shocking. Mm. Will we hold these guys accountable? You bet. We have new redistricting math. I am telling you, this is going to change the complexion of this state once and for all, only if you go out and vote.
That's right.
You got to vote. You got to
vote.
This November, you got to get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm. That's thing.
We've worked hard on trying to get this Supreme Court to do just what we wanted them to do, and that is to declare those maps gerrymandered. Of course, everybody in the country knows that these are the most gerrymandered maps, even though the Republicans act like, no, they aren't. No, we did it in secret, and we had a law firm do it, and we wouldn't tell you about it. We wouldn't show the maps to anybody, but no, they're not gerrymandered. Come on. Yeah, and then Robin Voss would wrinkle his nose like he does, you know. I don't know. I don't know why people think they're gerrymandered. You know, and he'd wrinkle his nose. just,
should have you do impressions more often.
Yeah, I didn't know you did impressions, John. This is a new side. I've never seen this of you before. A Robin Voss impression.
Well, you know, I'm trying.
you're breaking through.
I've been watching this guy for too long.
Apparently.
He's driving me nuts.
So the maps are going to change everything. This coming election. Yeah, you got a chance to get out and vote and actually have your vote count.
Now, Governor Laura Kelly down there in Kansas warned that the GOP plan would cause budget shortfalls within 5 years.
Oh,
okay. Really? I mean, that was not a good thing either. Yeah. And by the way, we said that here in Wisconsin to our gerrymandered Republicans. They didn't care. Come on. Oh, man, come on. Mm. In fact, a lot of the Republicans down there said that too. Republicans dismissed her projections and said their plan helped everyone. And that's what they said here.
Mm-hmm.
But not every Republican in Kansas thought that was a good idea. It seemed to go to the wealthy. No. Okay. So exposed in another state. And now we know the truth.
Yeah.
That it does help the wealthy. Republicans have stated that unequivocally in Kansas.
Well, thank goodness Kansas got it together and they, you know, they rejected that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Things are better in Kansas now.
Better in Kansas. But, you know, in Tennessee, they're a little afraid of heads of lettuce.
Now, why should we care about what's going on in Tennessee? They're off the hook.
Tennessee's crazy.
It's nuts.
I watch them. You know, the Tennessee Holler is fantastic. You know, you should subscribe to them. You know, follow them on Twitter X because they're just, and they've got it all. And Tennessee's crazy. That's what happens when you have a majority, a super majority of Republicans. They can do damn well anything they want. But anyway, here's this crazy guy. Let's just play this cut. It's 3:46, and he's worried about having vaccines in food.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Vaccines in food?
Vaccines in food. Let's check that
346
out.
Looks like it's something different.
Okay. Can you look around that somewhere and see if...
345.
mRNA in lettuce.
Okay.
Someplace? No.
Standing
big
by.
Big story. This is really a big one. Everybody's on the edge of their chair.
I am.
Right? They're freaking out, right? Everybody's saying, oh, my God,
Sam's hair is turning gray.
This can't be happening.
He's shaking his head.
God, I hope they come up with it. I hope they find this thing. I hope they find it.
You know what? While Sam's looking for that.
Okay. All right.
I got another story here.
You do.
This is something to ponder over your bowl of cornflakes this morning.
Yeah.
And your Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Kellogg's CEO says, here's a good idea. You know, inflation, it's gone way down. It's backed way off. Things are getting, you know, back to normal as far as, at least closer to normal as far as some pricing of things. But one thing that is not backed down is the price of food. And so food is still fairly expensive. In fact, it's up about 28%. Since the pandemic, and it really has not come down all that much. The CEO of Kellogg's, you've heard of Kellogg's. You know, they make cornflakes, they make Rice Krispies, Fruit Loops.
They've been around for a
Raisin Bran, they make all those things. He says, how about having cereal for dinner? That way you can save money, and you can, you know, and they'll sell more Fruit Loops that way. Do you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do? That's going to be much more affordable. His advice, John, has not landed very well with people that are frustrated by spending about 26% more on groceries since 2020. So this isn't going over well to eat, you know, cornflakes for dinner. That's the CEO's suggestion from Kellogg's.
Yeah, I know.
You know, in Battle Creek, Michigan, that's, you know, they're thinking, hey, we need to sell more cereal because, now, this is a true story.
Yeah.
The other day, I stopped at a convenience store. I wanted to grab a couple of things. I was on the road a little bit. I was here in Madison, actually, on the east side, and I thought, well, I'm going to get a little bit of milk here. I'm going to get some Rice Krispies and a couple of granola bars or whatever. I went up with this box of Rice Krispies, a small box, the size you would see in the grocery store, but the smallest
size version. Yeah.
I went up to the clerk, said, okay, he's dialing things up. He's charging me for the milk. He's charging me for the granola bars. Then he goes, do you really want that box of Rice Krispies?
Wow.
I said, well, yeah. He goes, you know, it's $14.
No.
I'm not kidding you. $14 for a box of Rice Krispies at a convenience store. It was the small family.
Yeah.
I said, no, I think I'll put that aside.
That is truly jaw-dropping.
But, you know, kudos to him for warning me.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
And he works there, and he goes, yeah, this place is just a rip-off.
Oh my God. What is happening?
Well, he said it's because it's a part, it was across from a trailer park over there by the airport.
Oh,
and
that's good.
And he said, you know, people from the trailer park come over here all the time and buy little things, but they don't want to walk another three blocks, or they're elderly and they can't walk another three blocks to the Walgreens or someplace that might have a little bit more reasonable prices. So this guy is, you know, the owner of the convenience store, and it was a mom and pop one, wasn't the big chain that everybody's thinking about. Yeah. They would not do that, I don't think.
No one would do that.
$14 for a box of Rice Krispies. I said, thank you very much. Let's put that one aside. Whew. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
but price gouging still going on.
Well,
with food,
we now call it greedflation.
That's it,
and we know that that's why the prices of products went way up, and there's no hiding it anymore. And those prices are continuing to stay up there, and the boxes, of course, are getting smaller.
Yeah, now you can still...
And lighter.
Well, they are, and now the cereal boxes $6, $7. I mean, even that's too much. It's way too much.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Get this, in McDonald's, there's a McDonald's, where is this? In Darien, Connecticut, where a Big Mac meal costs $18.
Yeah. Wow.
For a McDonald's Big Mac meal.
That is...
$18.
That's...
For a Big Mac, box of fries.
Something wrong with that, right?
And a Coke. Yeah.
Wow.
It's price gouging.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, did you ever find this?
Getting back to the head of lettuce with vaccines in it.
Okay. Did we find that?
No, we did not find the actual cut, sadly. But I do have the story right here in front of me.
Okay.
Basically, what he said was, Scott Sapicki, he's a Republican in Tennessee, he's a state representative, and he said, when you go into a grocery store, you should know this head of lettuce is a head of lettuce. The head of lettuce right next to it could have a vaccine in it, though. And what he wants to do is he wants to have a vaccine warning on foods in the vegetable department that warn you if there's a vaccine included in the food.
Okay, I missed something here. What do you...
There's something wrong, definitely, right? A vaccine in food. Now, there's testing going on in other places of the country where they're trying to put like a vaccine substance in the food. Like,
what, are they shooting them up with needles?
For feeding animals.
A head of lettuce?
You know,
it's crazy.
Prevent worms and stuff like that. They put it in, feedstock.
Okay.
But in this case, it might also be in human food? No. No, it's a really bad idea. It doesn't work. And here are a couple of mRNA vaccines have a very short duration in living organisms and degrades. It's also unlikely it would survive the cooking process to hypothetically be passed along to the consumers. Okay, this is what experts are saying. AeroFarms co-founder David Rosenberg, owner of an indoor vertical farming company that grows leafy greens, was discussing early research into growing proteins that could theoretically be used for vaccines. Not putting the vaccine in the food.
Right.
And so not making edible vaccines that would be on the store shelf. He said nothing could be further from the truth on this.
Okay.
They're producing food to create vaccines, not to put vaccines in the food, okay? Just to be clear.
Just make that distinction.
Not the Tennessee State Representative Scott Sapicki. You know, he's got it all confused in his head. Producing edible vaccines is tricky in terms of getting the right dosage, you think? And delivering the medicine through the gut, because maybe the gut isn't the best place to put the medicine in this case. And while some researchers have explored the possibility of growing edible vaccines, an appealing idea for use in countries where vaccine storage can be an issue, that concept is far, far from being proven. way out there. So this guy is Mr.,
It's a crazy.
He's off the Richter scale. He's off the reality map. Okay.
I feel sorry for him.
So that's what's happening. It was funny to hear him say this stuff, though, because, you really want to hear his thought process.
Yeah, what's he thinking?
But that's what he was thinking, and that's why it's a bad idea. You can't get the right dosage. Can you imagine eating the whole head of lettuce because you had to get the right dose?
Yay.
It's not going to work.
7:49 coming up, a judge rejects the Death Star law, and we've got leftovers, this, that, some tidbits coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Take out the papers and the trash.
I'm sick of looking at them. Trash.
The trash of society.
Time to take out the trash.
Trash cans are for garbage, Jimmy.
Trash has a whistle around us.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
I got it. Let me blow the dust off of this one.
Yeah. Don't blow it over this way.
Man. Okay. Well, I've been carrying this around for a long time.
Some leftovers?
It is a leftover.
But share
I thought it was, I just couldn't let go. I had to bring this up.
Okay.
A proposed Texas law nicknamed the Death Star Law. You just gotta love that, right?
Who comes up with these? They workshop these
little
at the
Star Wars
committee meetings?
Reference there.
Okay.
It has been deemed unconstitutional by a Texas judge. Due to its effects on local ordinances and regulations.
What is the Death Star law?
A law that was deemed unconstitutional in Texas?
Wow, it had to be bad.
Mm-hmm. It had to be bad. The Death Star law stopped, get this, cities in Texas from making their own rules in areas like government, finance, and work. That's right.
Okay.
Everything.
Drawing the line.
It kind of took everything away. Local government. Not anymore. Not with the Death Star law.
Okay.
Law was named Death Star made it harder for the cities to run by Democrats. That's the whole point of this. They wanted to target Democratic cities.
Okay.
One online user stated, Democratic-led cities will cause the ruination of America if not kept in check. So the Death Star law was proposed. The person who made the Death Star law, Representative Republican Dustin Burroughs, disagreed with the judge in his verdict. Burroughs posted, "The judgment today by a Democrat Travis County District Judge is not worth the paper it's printed on." And the Texas Supreme Court will ultimately rule this law to be completely valid, taking all of the local governments away. That's always a good thought. And get this, after his post, he also mentioned the desire of some businesses to have their own private courts.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Businesses
having their
own courts.
He mentioned that he might put a law together where businesses have their own courts because, you know, they're different, right? Look.
What are you going to do?
What does my T-shirt say?
Hang on. I can't read it from here. So I'll believe corporations are people when Texas executes one.
There you go.
Yeah, corporations are not people.
No, you can't execute them.
The Supreme Court ruled that they are people.
You can't throw them in jail.
Oh, right.
So businesses want their own private court now.
Yeah.
And he says, I now better understand why the business community was clamoring for the creation of specialized business courts. Well, no, really? Come on, Republicans.
So they can make up their own rules?
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yes.
God. So the, how could that ever get anywhere? That's just stupid.
Well, this is like a full admission.
Well,
yeah. That you
Texas
know,
is
that they certainly do serve business.
Yeah.
In Texas,
they're off the rails completely.
The yeah. Death Star law. You got to love something like that, don't you?
It's crazy,
man.
Crazy.
Well,
okay. What else have we got in the leftovers bin?
The leftovers bin has yeah. this, too.
What
and
other tidbits?
This is mega donor billionaires taking control of the mega public agenda, okay?
Yeah.
Because they're rich. They own us.
Yeah, the billionaires.
I thought this was really revealing, okay? Just check out this part of the story. Jeff Yass, the founder of market making firm Susquehanna
Group, yeah.
donated $6 million to Greg Abbott's campaign.
That seems like a lot.
All right.
Okay.
Yass is a GOP mega donor worth $29 billion and has been particularly active. And this is the part I want you to just make a note of.
Okay.
He's been particularly active supporting school choice programs in which taxpayer money is used to pay for private education. This... $29 billion guy wants the taxpayers to pay for his private school.
Wow. Well, why wouldn't he just peel off a check to them and donate to the school?
I have never been able to wrap my head around this. You know, we have the Ulines. We have the billionaires influencing our decisions in public schools. Because they want taxpayers to pay for their private schools.
Right. Well, they don't. They want to keep their money for
what
other
the hell?
Things. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they're that cheap? They don't even want to pay for their own kids' schools?
Yeah.
You remember?
Well, he's only got $29 billion. He wants to wait till it gets up to, you know, 30, 35, 40,
right.
maybe before he starts to chip in.
You know, if you can save just a little money along the way here and there,
it's not quite enough.
Yeah. Really? Taking it out of our pockets, of course.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, boy.
You remember, in Europe, I played a little track from a Michael Moore movie.
All right.
And he went to some Scandinavian country where they don't really have private schools.
Mm.
And the reason is because, and it seems to make logical sense, that if you put regular middle class, lower class kids in with the wealthy kids, then the wealthy kids' parents will make sure those schools do really well, right? and then of course the wealthy will do whatever they can to make sure those schools stay perfect, the best. Now we're obviously going in the opposite direction in this country. We're going to take the wealthy kids out, take those the wealthy parents, and then pay for their schooling. It seems wrong. There seems the balance seems to be a little off on that. I want to play this. I thought this was kind of interesting. Former Mueller prosecutor Andrew Weissman was on Fireline, and he was talking about Trump and the Ukrainian invasion, and this is cut 308. Let's play this track. Now, this is very interesting, very revealing. If we have problems in Ukraine and Trump doesn't like funding Ukraine, check this out.
Paul Manafort, who you were responsible for prosecuting, met with a top Putin ally, Konstantin Klimnik, and agreed to a deal that would essentially have enabled Putin to take control of the eastern part of Ukraine with Trump's approval. And Manafort had implicitly agreed to this. Why has this not gotten more attention against the backdrop of the invasion of Ukraine by Vladimir Putin?
So I don't know why it has not gotten more attention, but I had the exact same reaction when the war occurred and you saw what Russia was trying to do. I was like, yes, of course. We had, in writing, we had sort of captured some emails between Konstantin Kalimnik and Paul Manafort talking about this deal and saying what they needed to make this work was a wink from Donald Trump.
There you go.
There you have it.
Wink from Donald Trump, and he gave that wink. And now we have the problems that we have, and that's why Donald Trump will settle this war once and for all giving some of Ukraine to Putin.
Hey, we are all out of time for John and Gordy for today. Tomorrow will be at Short Stack Eatery. We hope you'll join us then for our live broadcast. Have a great day.
Broadcasting from From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedy writer Andrew Genzer and Journal Sentinel Entertainment writer Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's Election Day in Michigan. Donald Trump and Joe Biden expected to easily win their primary contests, even